Listen now to the lessons from God's Word for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost. This first lesson comes from the Old Testament book of Daniel. It also serves as the sermon text for today. Daniel's prayer in chapter 9, at least the last portion of it. Daniel prays, "And now, Lord, our God, you who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made a name for yourself to this very day, we have sinned. We have acted wickedly. Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and wrath turn away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. Although because of our sins and the guilt of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are viewed with contempt by everyone around us. Now listen, O Lord, to the prayer of your servant and to his plea for grace, and let your face shine upon your desolate sanctuary for your sake, my Lord. My God, turn your ear toward us and listen. Open your eyes and see the desolation that is upon us and the city that is called by your name. No, it is not because of our righteous acts that we are casting our plea for grace before you, but because of your great acts of compassion. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, pay attention. Act and do not delay for your sake, my God, because your city and your people are called by your name." That's our first lesson. Second lesson comes from the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We start there at verse 9. The Apostle Paul also speaks of our condition before God. "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor males who have sex with males, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor the verbally abusive, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And some of you were those types of people. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All things are permitted for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are permitted for me, but I will not allow anything to control me. Foods are for the belly, and the belly is for foods. But God will do away with both of them. However, the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then remove the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body with her? For it says the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every sin that a person commits is outside his body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body." And then the third lesson is the gospel for today. Continuing on in the gospel of Luke chapter 7, we pick it up at verse 36. "A certain one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. Jesus entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Just then a sinful woman from that town learned that he was reclining in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster jar of perfume, stood behind him near his feet weeping, and began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she began to wipe them with her hair, while also kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. The Pharisee who had invited him saw this. He said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would realize who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, because she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. He said, Teacher, say it. A certain money lender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he forgave them both. So, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, I suppose the one who had the larger debt forgiven. Then Jesus told him, You have judged correctly. Turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house, but you did not give me water for my feet, yet she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with perfume. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. That is why she loved so much. But the one who is forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, Your sins have been forgiven. Those reclining at the table with him began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? He said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll continue with the sermon hymn then, number 714. 714.